Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We're already well into Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We are at Tanu Rabbanan, about 12 lines into the page. So the Braisa had said is going to go through, this Braisa we're about to quote, is going to go through the different Isurim that an Avel has to observe. Tanu Rabbanan, Elu Devarim Shavel Asurban. The following things are Asur for an Avel to do. Asur B'malacha, he's not allowed to do work. Uberachitza, he's not allowed to bathe. Uvasicha, he's not allowed to rub oil on his skin. Ubatashma Shamita, he's not allowed to have marital relations. Ubanilas, a sandal, he's not allowed to wear leather shoes. Vasur Likros Patar Benavim Uksuvim, he's not allowed to learn Torah. Navi or Ksuvim, Lishnos b'Mishnah, he's not allowed to learn Mishnayis b'Medrash, or learn Medrash b'Alachos, or learn Alachos b'Ashas, or learn Gemara, uva Agados, or learn Agarita, v'im hayu Rabin Tzrichel, no, but if he's a big Talmud Chacham that a lot of people need to learn from him, eino nimna, he should not hold back from learning in the day, from teaching while he's in Avel, u'maisu, u'mais b'nosh, Rabbi Yossi b'Tzipori, v'nichnas b'es medrash, v'dorash kol yom kulo. In fact, one time Rabbi Yossi's son died in Tzipori, and he went into the base medrash, and he taught Torah all day long. Rabbi Bachana had something terrible happen to him, meaning one of his relatives died and he became an avel. So he thought that he shouldn't go leave his house to give his drasha, to give his shir. Rabbi Chanina says, but if the community needs you, you have to. So he thought maybe you should set up a meturgaman to publicize. Meaning, it used to be when you would say a shir, you'd say it quietly, and then there would be a guy with a really loud voice that would scream it so everybody could hear. So he thought maybe he should make an arrangement that he should have, like in the normal way, where someone will scream out the shir. Amar Lei Rav, Tanyol Vachli Amin Torgamon. No, even though you're allowed to go say the shir, you shouldn't do it in the normal way by having a Torgamon scream out the shir. Velahechi Avid. So what should he do when he's giving the drasha during his avelus? Kihadatanya, like the Bryce says, Maisa Mace Binosha Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai died, Vinichlas the Beis HaMedrash, and he went to the Beis HaMedrash to say Shir, Vinichlas Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavia, Vyasha Betzidar, Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavia sat next to him, Velacha Shul Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavia, Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavia, the Torgamon of Torgamon of Shmuel Rabbim. He whispered the Shir to Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavia, Rabbi Chanan Ben Akavia whispered it to a Torgamon, and then the Torgamon said it out loud. So you can't say it directly to a Torgamon, but you can have a Torgamon ultimately say it as long as you do it somewhat indirectly. So main point number one, a person is not allowed to learn when he is an avel, but if people need him to give a shir, he can say the shir as long as he doesn't say it directly to the Torgamon, someone else says it to the Torgamon. Good. We mentioned previously the avel is not allowed to wear tefillin, and we learn it from the pasuk in Yechezkel that Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha. Pasuk says that Hashem tells Yechezkel, act like an avel, except you should wear tefillin. So we see that other avelim typically are not allowed to wear tefillin. So now we're going to talk a little bit about tefillin. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Avel shoshiyam rishonim asur laniach tefillin. In the first 3 days of one's avelus, he's not supposed to wear tefillin. Mishlishi ve'elach, shlishi b'chlal, from the third day and on, including the third day, mutar laniach tefillin. He's allowed to wear tefillin, which really means he's not allowed to wear tefillin for the first 2 days. V'imbo panam chadashos eino choletz. But if new people come to the house of the avel on the third day, he doesn't have to take off the tefillin, and he doesn't have to worry that that people are going to be choshed that maybe he put on tefillin the first 2 days as well. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Avel Shneyam Marishonim Asur Laniach Tefillin, Misheni Ve'elech V'Sheni Bechlal Mutar Laniach Tefillin. Avel in the first 2 days doesn't wear tefillin, and from the second day and on, including the second day itself, he does wear tefillin. So we see that it's only really one day that he doesn't wear tefillin. V'imbo Panim Chadashos, and if people come on the second day, brand new people that he hadn't seen before come to be menachim on the second day, choleitz, he takes off the tefillin because he has to worry that maybe they're going to be choshed that he was wearing them on day one as well. So it turns out that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua argue about two things. Number one, they argue about which days an avel is not allowed to wear tefillin. According to Rabbi Elazar, the first 2 days. According to Rabbi Yeshua, only the first day. And the second thing they argue about is whether an avel has to take off the tefillin if new faces show up. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he does not have to take them off. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he does have to take them off. Amar of Masna, my time is Rabbi Elazar. Why is it that Rabbi Elazar holds that it's only 2 days, and from the third day and on, he's allowed to wear tefillin? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayitmu yimei bechi evel Moshe," that the days of the crying of the avelus of Moshe, the days, plural, were completed. So we see that the real crying days is more than one day. It's 2 days, because it says yimei in plural. Amar Ravina, my time with Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua hold that it's really only one day that you're not allowed to wear tefillin? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says Vachrisa ki yom mar. Pasuk says it's like a bitter day, not in the plural, in the singular. So Gemara asks Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Haksiv Vayitzmu Yemei. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with the pasuk that says that the Yemei Bechi Evel Moshe were over, which is plural? Amlach Shani Moshe Tetakavavle. So he says, well, that's different. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's obviously very, very sad when Moshe Rabbeinu dies. So then you'll have two full days. Rabbi Lazar, Nami Haksiv Vachrisa Ki Yomar. What does Rabbi Lazar do with the pasuk that says Vachrisa Ki Yomar, where it's only one day? The bitterness and the terrible pain and anguish is only one day, but Avelus still has to be 2 days. Amar Ula, Halacha Krabi Lazar Bechalitza, Halacha Krabi Yeshua Banacha. We paskin like Rabbi Lazar when it comes to removing tefillin, that if Panim Chadashos come on the third day, you don't have to take off the tefillin, but we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to putting on tefillin, that you're only not supposed to put on tefillin for day one, but day two you're allowed to put on tefillin. So you buy Lu. The Gemara says, wait a second. The Gemara raises a question. B'sheni la'ula choletz o eino choletz. On the second day of Avelus, according to Ula, who says that an Avel puts on tefillin, like Rabbi Yeshua, on the second day of Avelus, does he take off the tefillin when new people come, or does he not? Meaning Ula didn't say beferush that the halacha is like Rabbi Lazar, that he doesn't take off, except for on the third day. What about on the second day? Once you're passing like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Avel only refrains from tefillin on day one, so would Ula say that you have to take off the tefillin if Panim Chadash has come on day two? So Tashma, the Gemara says, will bring a raya. Amar Ula, Ula says beferish that if new people come on the second day, choletz umaniach, he takes off the tefillin, and then when they leave, he puts the tefillin back on. Afilu me'apamin, will have to keep doing that 100 times as people come in and out. So you see that Ula must be talking about day two, because on day three, Ula paskins that you wouldn't have to take them off. So you see that Ula paskins like Rabbi Yeshua on two things, that you put the tefillin on day two, and that you also take them off on day two. But on the other days, you would not have to take them off. Tanya Nami Hachu, you have a brisa that says like Ula. Yehuda ben Tema Omer Cholitz Maniach Afilu Me'apamim. The Yehuda ben Tema says you would have to take them on, take them off each time Panim Chadash has come, even 100 times. That's all Ula's opinion, but Rava disagrees. Rava Amar, Rava old no. Kivan Sheiniach Shuvenu Cholitz. Once you put tefillin on day two, even if new people come, you don't have to remove the tefillin. That's how we paskin, by the way. So you see that the real Ikra Velus is only one day, according to Rava, and on day two you're allowed to put on tefillin when there are no Panim Chadash, when there are no new people there, and then even though new people come later, you keep your tefillin on. So halach lemaisa, if a person is sitting shiva on day two of his avelus, before he opens up the door to let people in to daven in the morning, he should put on his tefillin, because once their panim chadash was there, he wouldn't be allowed to put them on. But if he puts them on before people come, and then panim chadash was come, new people come, he won't have to take off his tefillin. So two machlokos over here. Let's summarize this. Main point number, I don't know if we had one yet or not, but one main point is we have two machlokos between Rav Lozen and Rav Yeshua. One, whether an avel doesn't wear tefillin for one day, or he doesn't wear tefillin for 2 days. And two, if an avel has to take off his tefillin when new people show up. Okay, that's one main point. Another main point, a machlokas between Ula and Rava, if one has to remove their tefillin when Panim Chadashos come on the second day. If you're wearing tefillin on the second day and Panim Chadashos come, Ula says you take off your tefillin, Rava says you leave your tefillin on. But bottom line, the Gemara seems to be saying that even according to Rava, there's only one day of absolute Avelus where one should not wear tefillin. Ask the Gemara, Rava Udamar, isn't Rava the one that said when it came to turning your bed upside down, Halacha Ketana Didan, that we paskin like our Braisa Damar Shlosha, who says that the Ikruchi of Avelus is for 3 days, so shouldn't he say that you're not allowed to wear tefillin for the first 3 days of Avelus, why does he say only one day? So the Gemara says mitzvah shiny. The din by tefillin is different because there's a mitzvah of wearing tefillin. So we're going to be a little more makel in terms of when we start allowing him to wear tefillin. So an Avel is allowed to put on tefillin right away on the second day. When Rava said previously that the Ikra Avelus is 3 days, that's for other dinim of Avelus that don't involve a mitzvah. So it actually turns out that there are three opinions about what the real Ikr Zman of Avelus is. Rabbi Elazar holds it's 2 days, Rabbi Shua holds it's 1 day, Rava holds, really? 3 days. But with regard to tefillin, we're already going to say to put tefillin on the second day. But really, the Ikr Avelus in general is going to be 3 days. Okay, we'll stop there at the top line of Chaf Aleph on the base.